I've been seeing a lot of parallels in these emails that I've been getting, and I thought, like, what better way than to just anonymously address this in a podcast episode? So if you've emailed me, thank you. If you resonate with anything that I'm about to share in this episode, I hope this can help you. And if you're struggling, please email me or reach out to someone that you trust. I love you, mamas, and just so, so thankful for you. So I have been getting emails with common themes like, I want to get back to my happy self so badly, but it's just taking so long. Hey mama, welcome to the Balanced Mom Method podcast. I know you're here because you're tired of living day after day like you're drowning in the responsibilities of motherhood. You're done struggling with trying to find the time and energy to get it all done every day. And you want to show your little ones a good example, but you're so exhausted, which has your negative self-talk on repeat, your patience spread thin, and you feel like you're losing yourself a little more every day. Plus, the mom guilt, societal comparison game, and unpredictabilities of motherhood just does not help in trying to make a change. Well, sweet friend, this podcast will guide you on how to connect with yourself to break free from that survival mode cycle, all by identifying and possibly simplifying your habits. Hey, I'm Jenna, and I've been where you are. I was consumed in the struggles of motherhood, and I needed to make a change to take back control of my time, energy, identity, and life. And in finding that freedom, it became my mission to help make that connection with moms that we can give our children and families the best and not at the expense of our own health, self, and well-being. Moms shouldn't have to choose between their families, priorities, and themselves. We can balance it all, and it all starts within ourselves. Let me take your hand and make that connection with you and equip you with simple, lifelong habits. If you are ready to say goodbye to just surviving and finally reclaim your life in motherhood, then you are in the right place. Let's get to the root of cultivating real change because it's time to feel like you again. Warm up that cold coffee, pop in your earbuds, and tighten that top knot, mama. Let's overcome together. Welcome, mamas. Welcome back to the show. And if you are new here, I am so happy that you're here. Welcome. I'm Jenna, an intuitive mindset and habit coach, guiding you on how to wake up from autopilot and feel good again by connecting back to your love, soul, and spirit-aligned self. Because it is so easy to live without really living. And I am here to help expand your conscious awareness to truly wake up and love yourself again. I'm speaking with my hands. I have my hands up in the air, my hands on my heart, all the warm and fuzzies. I have butterflies with this work because your unconditional self-love and connection is the foundation for all. You know, it's just so, so powerful. So you may or may not know that I have been taking a break from social media and it's been liberating, but I'll be honest. It's probably been like for different reasons than you might think, because it's for different reasons than I thought it was. And this is why I want to share a little bit right now, because I figured it was gonna like just save me so much time, you know, that I could replace all that scrolling that I was doing with something more beneficial or productive or whatever that may have been, when in reality, I mean, I don't really scroll, and I'm not on social media during the day when I'm with my kids and things like that, here and there, but it wasn't like I was sitting on the couch scrolling social media for hours on end. So I really haven't noticed any more time that I've gained, you know, within my day. And at first I was like, what the heck, you know, because I really thought that there was going to be like this miraculous, tangible difference giving me more time. And I was wrong there. So it wasn't the scroll though. However, it was the pressures and underlying expectations that I was putting on myself that may or may not have been coming from, you know, the media itself. More so, it was me putting these, you know, pressures and expectations on myself. But there is something to say with just the hidden agendas of media in general that bring on the pressures, the expectations, the comparisons, the judgment, like those sneaky feelings and emotions that you get sometimes watching the media, not even social media, just watching the media or being on social media. And it's just like that innate nature of some negative things that come up through media. And that has been the inner revelation that I've been experiencing the past 2 weeks, I think, ish, you know, a little less than 2 weeks. So it's just been like this weight lifted, and it's brought this sense of inner peace because I've been able to shut off so much noise within my life, within my mind, And I don't know if that makes any sense, but it's just like been 1,000% of an inner thing where we all have, we're all so different. And maybe if you took a break off of social media, it would be for completely different reasons and you'd have completely different, you know, revelations. You might be able to gain so much more time within your day or whatever that might be. But just, it's so amazing to slow down, listen to yourself, know, learn what you need, listen to that, you know, inner guidance, connect back to you and for your life to be able to bring awareness. And that is what I did and why I made this decision with social media. So anyways, I don't want to spend this whole episode talking about, you know, my social media break. So maybe I will do a podcast episode soon. Moving on to today's chat, but I wanted to share that because with taking a break from social media, I have been getting a lot of emails instead of DMs. And I just feel like with email, you're able to get a little more deep, let's say, because you're able to write just a lengthy email. I just feel like there's a little more connection through email. And maybe that might just be me, but I've noticed that through emails that people are opening up a lot easier than just like a quick short DM, let's say. So I love it. I absolutely love, love, love it. I'm uber thankful and just blessed and fortunate that y'all feel comfortable and know that my inbox is a safe, judgment-free space. So the reason that I'm sharing this is because I've been seeing a lot of parallels in these emails that I've been getting. And I thought, like, what better way than to just anonymously address this in a podcast episode? So if you've emailed me, thank you. If you resonate with anything that I'm about to share in this episode, I hope this can help you. And if you're struggling, please email me or reach out to someone that you trust. I love you, mamas, and just so, so thankful for you. So I've been getting emails with common themes like, I want to get back to my happy self so badly, but it's just taking so long. Or I don't know if what I'm doing is working or what should I do? Where should I start? I have little ones at home and I'm struggling so much with anxiety, overstimulation, just more than I'm used to since becoming a mom. And I feel that my mindset has shifted from an overall positive mindset to a more negative loop that just plays over and over in my mind. And I loved that one because a couple people have, you know, just hearing like my terminology through emails coming from you guys, it just brings me so much joy because like hearing mindset loop coming from you guys, it means a lot. So hearing that one, just that positive to negative loop. And I feel like I've completely lost myself in caring for my children and my family. And I've been working on it and slowly trying to find myself and gain myself back. And the overwhelm, stress, anxiety, and feeling like I have to or should be doing it all has just been too much. Like all these, I feel like they're so different, but they're all so similar, right? We are disconnecting from ourselves. We are disconnecting from our joy, from our peace, and we're letting all these stressors and anxieties and overwhelm steal that from us and take that away. And mamas, just like I have replied to your emails, I need to say it here for everyone listening. You are not broken. You are not broken. I just feel like we get so weighed down with the guilt, the loss of self-worth, the negative mindset loops, everything coming at us all the time, living in the shoulds and the needs. And check episode 44 to learn what I mean by that. Because we're always putting everything and everyone else before our happiness. And sharing my example with social media just a minute ago kind of shares the exact principle here. I was allowing this internal turmoil build and stew, and soon enough, I didn't know where or why this weight was coming from, but I just wasn't finding joy in sharing or being on social media. So now that, you know, this may be a little tough love truth, but with this truth, you're able to come to your breakthroughs, right? So mama, only you can make you happy. And the biggest piece of naturally empowered living and the balanced mom method, like the biggest piece of my business, helping you, serving you, helping you heal, is connecting to yourself. That is the biggest piece, connecting to yourself, connecting back to your self-love, connecting back to your self-trust. And that's a lot of accountability. That's a lot of responsibility and ownership that you have to take. And that's hard work. And sometimes people want a black and white answer, but there isn't one here. There isn't one for your happiness. You can only make you happy. There's tools and there's strategies, you know, within this podcast, within the Balanced Mom Method community and course and coaching and additional resources that I offer. But bottom line, you have to show up for you and do your life work. You will never escape your life's curveballs and the ups and downs, the seasons. There's always going to be times where you just get knocked off center and you lose your grounding and you just feel unhappy or stressed or down and you just become disconnected from yourself or who you want to be or how you want your life to be going, right? Because life isn't rainbows and romance novels. So when you get knocked down or find yourself unhappy, it's just so helpful to know how to connect back to you. What helps you come home to yourself? What brings you joy? What brings you happiness, peace, those warm and fuzzies inside? And I know this sounds totally rah-rah, right? But it really can be that simple. In your chaos-filled day and you're home with your littles and your overstimulation is just sky high, where can you take 5 minutes for yourself to bring you back down? If you're at work and it's crazy chaos, and then you come home and it's crazy chaos, you know, where can you find your 5 minutes for something that brings you joy? Is it a long hot shower alone or a shopping day or just a day out and about? A walk, reading a book, snuggled up in your favorite blanket, connecting in nature, getting a massage, having a good conversation with a girlfriend or a loved one. Make your recipe. This can be your recipe to build your own energy back and return to your center. So think of the things that connect you with parts of your true essence and remind you of who you are. What brings you joy? Make a list. Get out a notebook. Get out a piece of paper. Pull up the notes on your phone right after you listen to this episode and write down 10 things that truly bring you joy. Expectations aside, pressures aside, what brings you joy? And I want to share some of the things that just may help you stay connected and grounded to yourself, maybe help cultivate happiness and joy, because ironically enough, but not really, because I created this business, right? And I developed these core values based off of myself and my experiences and all that I've learned through working with other moms and my own education and research. So, okay. Take out ironically enough, but these are some of the core values of living the Balanced Mom Method lifestyle. Some of these are going to be tangible things that you can do and some others aren't, but the mindfulness piece of living this lifestyle is where I'm going to, you know, where I'm going and that principle that I want you to take home in feeling and living a life of peace and presence, confidence, clarity, belief, balance, joy, and love. So here we go. Here's some just things to be mindful in, to just, if you're like, okay, this is how I want to live my lifestyle or habits that you might be able to adopt. This is the Balanced Mom Method lifestyle. You are present and consciously aware in your day to day. You thrive and look for simplicity in things. You know how to balance and find your priorities and live by those priorities. You feel a sense of balanced living. You practiced stillness throughout your day, let it be through meditation or prayer or just being still. You have a practice of connecting to your soul, spirit-aligned self, which could be through that stillness. You're able to release expectations and pressures, the conformity of society and others. You have self-love and cherish your authenticity. You think differently than societal norms, and maybe even you think differently from your egoic mind. You know that the foundations of life, the foundation of change, the foundation of just living an intentional, happy, joy-filled, loving life starts within. And you feel your feelings. You know it's okay that to be vulnerable because you know that you have to feel in order to heal. You understand that perfection does not exist. You take ownership and responsibility and accountability for your life. And you practice mindfulness every day. Mama, none of this is easy, right? They're all like simple things. I just, you know, said these simple words, but there's weight. There's intention. There is work, your life work that is packed behind these words. And survival mode and autopilot, living on autopilot, allowing your strongholds to control you, that does not have to be your normal. Your feelings of helplessness, hopelessness, it doesn't have to be that way. So many of us feel that it is, and I know that I did. And I just feel that society has this way of normalizing motherhood, normalizing life, just having to be the struggle. And by golly, like, it's hard, right? Every season, every stage. I mean, it's hard. We're learning, we're growing, we're evolving as people, and we're raising little people too. So I'm not doling your hardships and taking them down by any means. More so what I'm trying to say is that society almost puts this negative energy around the struggles that are there in a way that just breeds more struggle in comparison and judgments versus empowerment and proactiveness and vulnerability to feel and do and be better, to feel good. So bringing that light on how to just drop the comparisons, the judgments, the competitions, the opinions, societal norms, you need to connect to you, listen to your inner guidance, connect back to you, lead with how you want to feel, what your prayers are saying. Just get quiet to listen and rid that background noise of the world to find true happiness and love within yourself. Now, I would love to hear from you and have you tell me exactly what resonated with you within this episode. Email me, share this episode with a friend. I would just love to hear how this resonated with you. And also, I would love to hear from you and tell me exactly what you're struggling through right now. I know that sometimes we do want to just be told how to. So we go into Google and type in that search bar and end up getting just more stressed down a rabbit hole, maybe even feeling guilty for that time, you know, spent doing the thing and not feeling like you accomplished anything. Totally been there. So I want you to know, like, just go to that link in the show notes, email me at hello@naturallyempoweredliving.com and let me know what you need help with. This podcast is catered to you, helping you break free from those anchors holding you down to come back to your self-love and self-trust. And I would love to share exactly what you need on this show. And I am sure so many other mamas need to hear it too. So head to the link in the show notes below. I will be waiting to hear from you. hello@naturallyempoweredliving.com. Until next week, mamas, as always, simply be you. You have everything inside of you to reach your breakthrough. I'm sending my love and light.
Did you find this episode very well worth farming? Please read Mama Review.
Thank you so much for spending this time with me on the Balanced Mom Method podcast. I pray this episode has grown and helped you in some way. If it has, I'd be so grateful if you left a review sharing how it's impacted you. It truly lights me up hearing you're on your way to your breakthrough. And then, please share this episode with another mom who may be struggling to remind her we are never alone. And remember, there isn't ever a one-size-fits-all to overcoming our personal hardships, but there are a lot of parallels with how we show up to our lives and common habits we can make our own to live an intentional life full of peace, presence, confidence, clarity, and balance. Be sure to check the show notes for additional ways to connect with me, our mom community, and resources and courses for you to overcome your survival mode cycle once and for all with doable habits. Thank you. I appreciate all you are and all you do. Sending my love and light.